Welcome to Life Off Screen with Dan and Peggy Ruppel. Thank you for joining us. If you're enjoying this podcast, do us a favor and subscribe to the show and give us a rating. Life Off Screen is produced by Master Media International. And to find out more about Master Media or the Life Off Screen podcast, visit us at lifeoffscreen.com. And now, here's Dan and Peggy.
Hello and welcome to Life Off Screen. You know, we had an episode a while back that was worthy of two episodes. It was that wonderful. The episode I'm referring to is with TV producer and author Squire Rushnell and his very, very funny wife, comedian Louise Duart. On the first episode, Squire talked a lot about, you know, he produced and created the classic children's television show Schoolhouse Rock.
And what's amazing is that's a whole generation that learned the Constitution and grammar, conjunction,
function. And we actually remembered it and started singing it on the episode. As well as Louise, you know, we felt like we had like 20 guests because she went through her great array of wonderful impressions of some of the icons of
comedy. And her very best is Carol Burnett. And what's beautiful about this episode coming up is you'll get a treat in hearing her again, especially when she talks about her long career touring with Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. Excellent. And the icing on the cake is when they talk about their marriage together and how they have a ministry and prayer for couples.
That's right. So stay tuned and we're going to jump right in. I need to ask you about a couple other men in your life. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. How did that connection happen? Were you toured for years?
For years. Well, a total of 15 years, 12 with Tim and Harvey, and then we lost Harvey. But another Godwin, Tim and Harvey decided to do a show called Together Again, where they were going to do some of the famous sketches from the Carol Burnett show. And basically, they really needed a cheap Carol Burnett. And so they couldn't afford the real thing. So all these managers and agents were sending videotapes. In those days, it was videotapes. I don't even know how my tape got there. But Tim Conway told us, he said, all these, a pile of tapes on his desk and on the floor, and there was one on top, and he said, all right, let me just start, and he took one, and he put it in there, and it was my tape.
Godwink.
Yes.
Godwink.
Yes, and he called Charlene, his wife, over, and he said, what do you think of her? And she said, yeah, I think you should hire her. So I get now, remember, I don't know, my dream was to be Carol Burnett and to work with Tim and Harvey. As a kid, that's all I wanted.
Wow.
And I used to pray about that when my little Italian mother would take me to the Catholic church. She'd give me a quarter, and she'd say, here's a quarter, light a candle for the souls in purgatory. I would light a candle, and I would always say the same thing. Please, God, I just want to meet Carol Burnett and work with Tim and Harvey. Please, God, I just want to meet Carol Burnett and work with Tim. Now, this is how God hears the prayers of little girls. I get a phone call. Hello, Mr. Worth. This is Tim Conway. Harvey Korman and I would like to know if you'd like to join us and do a show with us.
Come on.
I met them at Gary's Deli in L.A. They walked in, you know,
across from Hallmark.
Across from Hallmark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They walked in. When I looked at them, it was like I know them all my life because really I had, because I had studied them so much. We sat there at Gary's Deli and we put the show together. And for 15 years, it was just the most lovely.
It was terrific.
I would have to punch. Honestly, you guys, every night before I went on stage, I'd pinch myself and just say, God, how did you do this? How did you answer that prayer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got to interject my Carol Burnett story. And I reference this quite often that of all the people I worked with in my years at CBS, she has to be one of the nicest. And, but one time, it was while I was doing The Price is Right. And I had some visitors from, Colorado, and they said, can you give us a tour of CBS? So I gave them the Cook's tour. I mean, I took them all four levels of Television City and showed them everything. And we're making our way out to the elevator. And I said, okay, we'll say goodbye. And she said, well, what's that? Those rooms over there. And I said, oh, those are just rehearsal halls. They're just, you know, cedar block rectangles. They're empty. No, you don't need them. And she said, well, would you show them to us? Because then we can tell people back home we saw everything. And I said, sure. So we're walking over to the rehearsal hall. And while we're walking, this is a God wink. While we're walking, she says, do you ever see stars around here? I said, of course, you know, it's a working studio. And she says, have you ever seen Carol Burnett? And I said, absolutely, because Carol did the Carol Burnett show on the same studio, Studio 33, that I did The Price is Right on. And I said, so she, this is kind of her home away from home at Television City. So anyway, we walk over, and I think it's empty, the rehearsal hall. I barge in, and there is Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, Bob Mackey.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot the name of him, but their director.
Oh, and, yes.
And I apologized. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I barged in. Yeah. And Carol couldn't have been nice. She goes, oh, come here. She pulled out three folding chairs, and she said, sit. We're working on a sketch. We want you to watch it and tell us if you think it's funny.
I mean,
I'm in heaven, you know. Oh,
and so was this gal we brought. Remarkable.
That's a memory. That's in the memory bank. How beautiful is that? She is a great lady. Yeah. And you know, Tim and Harvey knew Jesus. They knew the Lord.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, which is great. We would have a lot of long talks about that. And actually, Harvey used to say, I'm a Jew for Jesus, but I don't dare tell my poker friends when I'm having poker on Thursday night. Tim knew the Lord. And, I know where they are. I know I'll see them again. We're very close still with their families. And matter of fact, my son, Danny, was engaged to Harvey Korman's daughter.
Really?
So yeah, we were a very close relationship. And then after Harvey died, then that another year went by and that didn't work out, but that's okay. He's married to a wonderful woman now. Yeah. But it was, we were all so close because we worked over 100 dates a year we were doing.
Whoa.
Yes, it was
amazing. And you did Vegas, right?
Oh, we did Vegas all the time. But you know, I have a great story about, it was after 9/11, right after 9/11. And we were living on the Vineyard and plus we had a little apartment in New York. So you were in New York.
Yeah.
And 9/11 happens. And I was on my way to get in a cab, to go to the ferry, to get off the island, to meet Tim and Harvey. And I forget where it was. And I see the terrible thing that happened on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I get a call from Tim and he said, obviously, we're going to cancel the show. I said, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then a few hours later, he called me. He said, we're on. Come. And I said, what happened? He said, they are selling tickets like crazy. He said, people need to laugh. They need to laugh. Yeah. So we came out and we did this show and Tim spoke beforehand. And in all the years, the 15 years we've been working in audiences, I've never heard an audience laugh so loud. It's like laughter was medicine to them.
Yes.
And, you know, it just warmed my heart to see
the healing power of comedy.
Ah,
the healing power. That is so wonderful.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yes. Now, let's transition into, you mentioned prayer. You also have a ministry of Pray Together, Stay Together. You've written books, I can't remember. Okay, yeah, on praying as a couple, as a family. Talk about the role prayer plays in your marriage.
We discovered, when we met 20 years ago and just fell madly in love instantly, and as Louise said, had coffee that day and every day since. We also started to pray together. And that was something that was really unique to me. I had never heard of a husband and wife praying together.
Consistently.
What a neat idea. Well, I mean, yes, consistently, every single day. And so we decided to start praying together every single day. And what we noticed was that the prayers were answered more rapidly, more robustly. We just noticed that it was kind of like taking a sponge and throwing it in the bathtub, that it expanded. It wasn't just the sum of two people praying. It was bigger than that. And so we started talking to people about it, and people would say to us, how do you do that, you know? And then when we would go out and we'd start talking about it at churches, people would come up to us and say, how do you do it? We said, how do you do what? Pray. We're talking about praying together. And I thought it's kind of like, Isn't that like walking? Doesn't everybody mm-hmm. know how to pray?
Yeah.
And the idea was so foreign because pastors, as a rule, don't talk about people praying together. And so often the churches are the women's group and the men's march and the this and that and so forth. And so we're talking about something that is really together, two people praying together, the most intimate act between a man and a woman, which was the subtitle of our first book, Couples Who Pray. We wrote that book and we started that ministry of, which is the ministry is Pray Together, Stay Together, mm-hmm. which of course was based upon the famous slogan in the 50s of the pastor, the Catholic priest who used that slogan to sign off his TV show, Families That Pray Together, Stay Together. Nobody had ever trademarked it. So we trademarked Pray Together, Stay Together. And so that now is our ministry. And when we started that book, we just had this idea of creating a device to get people involved in the idea, to make it a challenge. So we said, why don't we just create a 40-day prayer challenge where you just pray together 5 minutes a day for 40 days. And you see what happens. And along the way, we started talking to research people. We ended up with in association with Baylor University mm-hmm. Institute yes. for the Studies of Religion. Mm-hmm. And they are going to do the study of when we collect enough data, when they are going to do the evaluation of this. And they've already evaluated some of the study.
And it's astounding, yeah. by the way, the power of prayer.
Yeah, I mean, yes. respect goes up like 22%, conversation over 20%, romance over 20%.
Arguments go down, and the fear of divorce goes to zero.
Yeah.
This is remarkable.
When couples pray together consistently.
And the stories that we've had in now yeah. 10 years of this ministry of people who had come back from the brink of a marriage that just had no hope at all, but when they prayed together, it just started to break through for them. And it just makes us cry. Whenever yes. we hear one of those victory stories, mm-hmm. we just cry. We are just wow. so grateful.
I'm so moved by the intentionality mm-hmm. to have open children's eyes and God wink eyes for anyone, but the intentionality in praying. Baylor University is one of the universities that Dan and I spoke at. 16 of them, in fact, last year, and we've mentioned it before on the show. But I will tell you that the voice heard loudest from us was something that the students cued us into. We had prepared all sorts of things about entrance into the industry. We have a lot of yeah. things to share.
Trends in the industry, where it's going mm-hmm. right now, how to get inroads, ways to approach as a Christian, yeah. screenwriting, all those different topics. But the one they were most hungry for was, how do you have a 42-year marriage?
Yes.
Oh. How do you raise yeah. healthy children?
Yes.
How do you stay plugged in to your faith community
yes.
while you're doing yes. the demanding work of producing yeah. the network television show?
What informed your choices?
Right.
And yeah. to take them back to times of prayer.
Yes. yes.
This is where counts. We could find common ground
yes.
that's right.
by saying that we're going to fight for each other and God's mm-hmm. best for each other
yes.
and make decisions based on his leading. And that yes. would be a voice of God through both of us.
Yes.
And that communion would be our confidence.
Oh, yes. yes. Mm-hmm.
This is where we're landed.
We found, because we've done, you know, we've interviewed hundreds of couples, but you know, they start seeing God's, again, his direction. Again, it's get back to, in all your ways, acknowledge me and I'll direct your step. They start getting this discernment. The Holy Spirit starts working in their hearts as they pray. I can't tell you how many times we've prayed about something and then we come out of the prayer and say, you know, what if we call this guy? I feel like maybe the Lord wants us to talk to this person or that person. And it's invariably, it's like the Holy Spirit is will bring that to mind.
Yes.
And that's what we have to teach people to do is, put God first, let him lead. And when he leads, and I have to tell you, our relationship and anyone that you talk to who prays consistently, they have a solid relationship. Yeah. When you yeah. think that the fear of divorce goes to zero, That tells you something about the power, right. The most powerful really force is. In the universe. It really is.
Which is why, of course, the enemy is after us all the time, you know, because he doesn't want that to happen. But, you know, this year we decided that we really needed to kickstart the 40-day prayer challenge. We're calling it the prayer challenge, and it is for 40 days. You go to praystay.org. And all the information is there. We've got a bunch of videos that we did with Gateway out of Dallas of couples praying together just to exemplify, to show people how to pray together.
Mm-hmm. Practical.
And it's not just married couples. Right. It's two friends. It's two sisters. It's family members and so on and so forth. And so we have begun this process of getting as many of the big churches as we can on board. What we do is we say, could you just go to the website praystay.org and take the survey at the beginning of your 40-day prayer challenge and return at the end of your 40-day prayer challenge. Take that survey again. That's how we collect the data for Baylor. Mm-hmm. And you'll also see the progress that you've made in the 40 days. I mean, it will be demonstrative how well you have lowered your arguments and all of those kinds of things.
But I also think because with Baylor, it makes it scientific. And if we can show to the world the scientific facts, I mean, we as Christians, we know that. We know that God answers prayer. Yeah. But you go out into the world, like NBC said to us, well, yeah, when you get the data, you know, you get the data, you come back and we'll have you on. Well, we want to get that to say this is what actually happens. Mm-hmm. So you use spiritual and scientifically, they all, because God created it all. It all goes together.
Yes,
that's powerful.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Well, we'd love to have you guys come on board in any way you can.
You bet.
We'd love to.
Stay together.
Yes. You know, Master Media, we've been doing it for almost 35 years. We have our daily media prayer calendar where we send the tens of thousands of people across America every day, two people in the media to pray for them. Yeah. And the difference that makes, you know, we as Christians, you guys have vast experience in the media. Sometimes as Christians, we take offense to the media. And we make them the bad guy, the enemy.
Yeah.
And where God would say, pray for him.
Yes.
Pray for him. Stand in there and let me work. Let me change hearts. Let me change lives. Let me produce in their hearts stories that are going to bless the world through our screens.
Yeah. So that's what they're going to do. What you guys are doing, that's exactly where God has all of us. And, you know, God showed us one time in our prayer time, you know, we should not be intimidated. God owns the airwaves. Mm-hmm. Satan has tried to hijack it, but God is saying, I own it, which means you're heir to what I own, which means you own it, so you can claim it. And so often Christians get intimidated, and I say, don't go out, do more films, because, you know, find a need and fill it. There is a need for hope. Now there's a need for encouragement, and people need to see God in their lives. They are desperate, and this is the time for all of us to take a stand and speak up for the Lord.
But you know, I know there are those executives, because I have been, I was a network executive. But when you get that that Master Media calendar, and you find your name in it as as an executive or as a studio executive or a network executive, and you know that on October 13th, that there's a whole lot of people who are going to be praying for you. That is a certain kind of armor that you feel that you have on you on that day. And I think that there have to be people. Of course, I've always been a man of faith, but there have to be colleagues in the industry who are not quite as outspoken about their faith, who have not quite opened the door to the Lord, who just have to have a little sense of comfort knowing that you two and an army of others are going to be praying for them.
Yes.
Well, amen. We have actually experienced that firsthand on a were an actress, you know, a top tier actress. We ran into her at the airport, and Dan, you know, we prayed for God, for a God appointed moment, and mm-hmm. we ended up both stepping into the elevator together. It was we said we saw her there, and we said, Lord, if you want us to encourage her heart, would you orchestrate it? And our flights were called at the same time in a sea of people, just so into that thing. And he had mentioned to her something very sweet.
I told her, I said, I head up an organization where we mobilize tens of thousands of Christians across the nation to pray for those in the media. And one day last year, your name was on that list. And so I want you to know that tens of thousands of people were praying specifically for you. They were praying for your career.
I love that.
They were praying for your family, and they were praying for your life.
That's
great. And she just stopped, and she got very teary-eyed, and she said, I can't think of a kinder thing you could have told me. And she said, I'm sure my life has greatly benefited from those prayers. And I'm so grateful that you would do that for us. And I appreciate it. Then her assistant kept saying, we're gonna miss our flight. She just went, no. And she wanted to talk some more.
It has been sweet. We have been the fruit of it, because Dan will contact almost everyone that he can see. It's their day. Just want you to know here, and happy to share with you. And these relationships he's developed, I mean, some of these people have called them and said, you're going to read about me, you know, in variety. This has happened.
Yeah, with the Me Too movement.
Me Too movement and other things. But I know you have extended. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how sometimes you don't even know how God is using you? We just heard something yesterday. We had been ministering to neighbors of ours, and you know, they both died. And so the daughter was here, you know, cleaning out the house and everything. And she said, we had never met her. She said, I want to meet you and Squire. She said, you have no idea how important you were to my parents. They said that it was so touching when you prayed with them, and that they have all these friends at Martha's Vineyard, but they felt that what we did, because, you know, you take time to pray for someone, mm-hmm. and then Squire mm-hmm. said, well, can we pray for you? Mm-hmm. And it was, this is yesterday.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. precious, because you don't know the impact that you have on people's lives, because our friends never told us, hey, that was special that you prayed mm-hmm. for us. They're just mm-hmm. there. We prayed for them. But you don't know sometimes the impact you have.
Yes.
But just know to be obedient, do what God tells. Just love them, love them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate the two of you. Thank you for using your amazing talents for God's kingdom. And thank you for alerting our nation to the God winks out there, that God's involved in every little aspect of our lives.
He
knows the number of hairs on our head. He doesn't miss a thing.
Sure
so,
does.
Thank you so much.
We can't wait to see you guys face to face.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Have a little pasta together.
I would love it.
That'd be great.
Grateful for your lives, and thank you for sharing them with us.
God bless you guys.
Thank you for your ministry.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Life Off Screen with Dan and Peggy Ruppel. Life Off Screen is produced by Master Media International. Our technical director is Jason Rugg. Please subscribe to the Life Off Screen YouTube channel, or subscribe to the Life Off Screen podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. You can leave your comments in the comment section. And to find out more about Master Media, go to mastermedia.com. Thanks again for joining us. Hope to see you next time.